Several years ago, we conducted a very large, two independent large twin studies, one in North America and one here in Australia, with the help of the Australian Twin Registry. We compared the mammograms of monozygotic twins, or identical twins, and compared those to the mammograms of dizygotic twins, or non-identical twins. And we found that a large proportion of the variation in mammographic density can be explained by genetic factors. This led us to expand that twin study to invite more twins and to also invite their sisters to participate. We asked them to donate a small blood sample and for DNA purposes, and that has led us to our most recent research, which has been recently published in Cancer Research. This research identified at least two genetic variants that are associated with mammographic density, and those genetic variants are also known to be associated with breast cancer. So this is the biological link, further evidence of a biological link between mammographic density and breast cancer. And this association is now known to not to just be due to a masking effect. That a masking effect is when the radiologist finds it difficult to identify tumors in women who have very dense breasts. So we've identified the genetic link, and this will hopefully, in addition to provide evidence of this biological association, will also help us find the pathways that are involved that will hopefully tell us that why mammographic density is such a strong predictor of breast cancer risk.